Here we go.
The top five at five on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
Checking in at
number five.
NASA astronaut, great American hero Scott Kelly is back on Earth. He spent nearly a year in orbit, and he is set to undergo more medical tests to determine the difference between he and his twin brother. Scott.
Mark. Captain Mark Kelly and Scott, right?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And now here is the... Here's Scott Kelly speaking today from the Johnson Space Center in Houston, saying he couldn't spend more. He could have spent more time in space, but quite honestly, who would want to?
Going to Mars, if it takes, you know, 2 years or 2.5 years, that's doable. Certainly, you know, the first people that go there, that's going to be a big motivator, being first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He also talked about the trip.
I tried to have milestones that were close, like when is the next crew arriving, when is the next visiting vehicle arriving, the next EVA, the next robotics, the next big science activity. And I think that made a difference to me, keeping my sanity.
You know, and these guys are so disciplined about that, mm-hmm. and about, you know, conservation of energy, conservation of thought, things like mm-hmm. that. Because, it's one of the things that they teach in the military, too, because boredom is really the hallmark of a military career. Mm-hmm. Right? You talk to anybody and it's like, is boredom punctuated by moments of life-threatening
And then you hear the news, he came back 2 inches taller than his brother.
Yeah.
Right.
And I've always heard your muscles get smaller in space, right?
Well, it's because he wasn't walking on hard surfaces, so your spine, you know, compresses. That's why as you get older, you know, you'll shrink. So mm-hmm. actually the reverse happened, which is amazing. He's the Martian, basically. He's Matt Damon in the Martian.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, Roland, because that's a lot of the Martian. It's like, it's not just that he's, you know, growing food and everything, but he's keeping himself occupied, like Tom Hanks in Castaway. And this is, as you mentioned, you know, he had to keep himself amused. I think he should get nominated for a Pulitzer Prize for photography. I'm not even kidding.
My gosh.
Like, photographs. It wasn't just like he was pointing the camera out there. He would just have beautiful descriptions and wait
Absolutely.
For just the right moment.
He would inspire
right?
me so many days
yeah.
when he would take pictures of things going on in the world and just capture that moment from the ultimate outsider's perspective. And you'd say,
just
wow,
beautiful.
You're just
yeah.
in awe.
And these guys, before they were astronauts, these are some badass pilots, too, fighter pilots. Really amazing thing. I mean, Mark Kelly, some people will know, maybe some have forgotten, that he's married to Gabby Giffords, mm-hmm. the congresswoman who was shot. Mm-hmm. And he was at her bedside and helped her through her recovery. I mean, these are two of the... It's a great story of public service in the 21st century between the brothers and she and all of that. So... Really is something very, very, very special.
Can you imagine if you, like, grew up down the street from the Kellys and you saw Mrs. Kelly and you just, like, would cross the street because she'd be like, you know, what are your boys up to? Well, the one twin is, and then, like, even
like,
though
shut up.
My sons are just doctors and one of them is a shortstop, but, you know.
Actually, we have a person on staff here who is related to the Kelly twins.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
and he's very proud.
Very, very proud. Well, who wouldn't be proud? I'm just proud to know a guy who's related to the Kelly twins, let alone, you know, to know them.
Number four.
All right. CNN, after the debate last night, Dana Bash asked Donald Trump, ever so reluctantly, about his personal reference to his own manhood. Less than 10 minutes into debate, this happened. My DVR got a workout last night as I was moving back.
Yeah.
Just happen?
No, right. I was the same. Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute.
And Trump made a crack about his manhood to return fire at Marco Rubio, or Little Marco, as he called him.
I have to say this. He hit my hands. Nobody has ever hit my hands. I've never heard of this one. Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee it.
And then did she ask Melania? Didn't she approach Melania and ask about the candidate's comments? It just went on from there.
Well.
I couldn't believe it.
Do you realize that you're probably the first person in American history, maybe even world history, to make a joke about your, you know what, on a debate stage?
No, I only made a joke about my hands. I have very powerful hands.
Yeah, you went a little further than
that. Look at these hands. Aren't they beautiful? I have very powerful hands and large hands, relatively large hands. And a politician said I didn't have large hands. It's the first time anyone's ever said that one. I think it was a good moment.
Mrs. Trump, what did you think of that moment?
It was a great moment, okay?
You made great president.
He's even lying about that because, of course, Spy magazine famously called him a short-fingered Bulgarian in every issue. And Graydon Carter, who's now the editor of Vanity Fair, says to this day he has a collection of clippings that Trump would circle his hands in newspaper photos and send them to Graydon Carter and say, I demand a retraction for you talking about my hands. And he's like, no one's ever said this before. And it's like, even that you're lying about.
I know.
It's so weird.
Even that.
He lies about it. I've got 92-story buildings all over the place. No, he doesn't. He's got one. I mean, he's got buildings, but I mean, it wasn't like he went and built them himself with those little tiny hands.
I'm almost never involved in lawsuits. Immediately, a couple of news organizations sent links to 169 lawsuits that he's been involved in on either side.
All right, so he's in Michigan today, and he's at it again talking about his hands.
They actually said, be presidential. I said, does that mean that I can't fight? So when little Marco spews his crap about the size of my hands, which are big, the size of my hand. Now, he made a thing. He says, well, Donald Trump has, what can I say? No, I just wanted to say, look at that. Those hands can hit a golf ball 285 yards, right? Those are good, strong. I've never been criticized about the size of my hands before. I'm saying to myself, what's going on here? So anyway, what do I do? For the rest of my life, I have the curse that I have little hands.
I think he's going to name his hands to a cabinet post if he gets elected. He refers to them like friends of his.
I just think that the whole fact that the Republican presidential race, the headline out of last night's debate was about his hands and his whatever, became the headline, right? I mean, it's nothing to do with anything.
Then he was going to force the military into committing war crimes.
Yeah, that,
sure.
Yeah,
that was that, too.
Which he'd be court-martialed and sentenced to death if they've carried out his orders. That would be a problem, too, in the country.
Big problem.
Other than that, very presidential.
He did, by the way, if you're checking the news here, he did recant all of that today. Mm-hmm. It's the first time I've seen Donald Trump actually, the next day, he didn't apologize for it, because he'll never apologize.
No.
But he did clarify that he will not ask any of his military leadership or anybody under his command as commander in chief to obey an order which would be illegal.
But aren't you surprised that they didn't follow up on that when he said it last night to say, well, wait a minute, are you saying that?
Well, you know what? Because they went right into North Korea. And I was with another one of the candidates. And I am really glad that they did not ask him about North Korea. Because he could have started a nuclear war last night.
Wow.
Right? I mean, if they let Trump answer a question about North Korea, and he did that strongman bluster horse poop that he does on stage, you know, that other moron with the small hands halfway around the world, Kim Jong-un, could have just, you know, sent one flying. Because that's the kind of stuff that he would do.
And that's the kind of stuff that we have to worry about day in and day out with a Trump presidency. And to Anna's point, you know, I think the problem, too, to defend the moderators, you know, you're in that crazy Roman Colosseum atmosphere with the crowd screaming and you're trying to get heard over the crowd and the bells dinging and all that. Again, if you have that same debate in a closed studio, they ask a follow-up about when Trump, you know, because they'd have the opportunity to absorb what he said.
Well, I feel like so many of these debates have just been sheer entertainment and really providing any new insights. Great ratings. They've been they're setting records for ratings and yet not really providing any new insights for any of us voters.
And they're produced like sports specials, you know, with the walk out there and the shots of the crowd. And
like
all. I mean,
Las
they're beautifully,
Vegas championship
beautifully
fights.
Shot, but they're shot not as political events.
I was very sorry when it was over. That's all I can tell you. All right, here we go. The top 5 continues, and we are rushing through the end here.
Number 3.
Well, 50 years ago today, John Lennon was quoted as comparing the Beatles to Jesus. That was a problem. He said, we're more popular than Jesus. I don't know which will go first, rock and roll or Christianity. The interview, which was with a London newspaper, sparked outrage around the world. But in the United States, you got a bunch of guys, you got a bunch of DJs on radio stations wearing white short sleeve shirts, black ties, black pants, black shoes, white socks, who started rolling over Beatles records with the blowing them up and rolling over them with a you know, those like those big things that roll over things. I would tell you what it is, except for that the Mescalas talking now. Oh, well, gosh. It turns out that John Lennon had to issue an apology. But where'd he go to issue the apology? Right here in Chicago.
I wasn't knocking it or putting it down. I was just saying it as a fact. And it sort of, it is true, especially more for England than here. You know, I'm not saying that we're better or greater or comparing us with Jesus Christ as a person or God as a thing or whatever it is. You know, I just said what I said and it was wrong or was taken wrong and now it's all this.
Ooh. There's a great thing online. Did John Lennon say it or Kanye West say it? A bunch of these sayings. You're like, oh, it's really hard to tell. I feel like I'm too busy writing history to read it. Kanye or John
I'm
going to
go
Lennon?
Kanye. Kanye.
Yeah.
Is it Kanye?
It is.
Was I right about that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I feel better about that. All right. Checking in at
number two.
Angela Bassett returns as Secret Service Director Lynn Jacobs in London Has Fallen. Richard Roper's going to review that in just a second. Mm-hmm. This is the sequel to the 2013 action thriller Olympus Has Fallen. Richard was, I don't remember Olympus Has Fallen. Did we like that?
That was Die Hard in the White House. Remember Gerard Butler was protecting the president?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1.5 stars for the original. Let's see what I'll have to say about the sequel.
Okay. We'll see.
Angela Bassett says she likes working with Aaron Eckhart and Gerard Butler. Hmm. Who wouldn't?
Gerard Butler is, I mean, he's a guy's guy. He just loves people. He's a people person. He loves the ladies, too, but he's absolute people person. His personality is always upbeat and embracing and, you know, and just jovial. And Aaron, he's easygoing. He's serious. He's easy. But you can pull him out, pull the cowboy out. You know, you do have a sense that you've built something. You go back, you know, you have a camaraderie. There's history. You know, a lot of times you're trying to invest or build or suggest history. And with the sequel, you actually have some of it.
You know, we're going to find out if that's true coming up.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's true what she says about Gerard Butler loving
yes,
the ladies.
Absolutely.
The last time Ro and I had him on, he hit on three of the ladies who worked
well,
for
no, I have a story. I have a story that trumps all of this. I interviewed him when I was 8.5 months pregnant. He said, I love pregnant women. Off air. I love pregnant. I'm 8.5 months pregnant.
Oh, I love the pregnant woman, Diana. What?
He
how
did
about
say
a,
that.
How about
I
a Scot and a Greek?
Them.
What do you call a Scot and a Greek? Me and you.
I thought, no way. Wow. No way. No one's hit on me in a long time since I've been pregnant.
I know the
but there you go. Gerard Butler did.
You get horny when you're pregnant, don't you? No, I mean, seriously.
Wow.
I mean, he left. He like literally carried the receptionist out over his shoulder when he left the building.
No, I
I'll take this one. Thank you for
that.
The interview.
Are those contractions? That's so
8.5 months, oh, and man. I gained 65 pounds. Everyone said I was having triplets. I was that pregnant woman who like looked that big. And he said, off air, hey, I love pregnant women.
Oh, my God.
Them.
Oh,
I love
God.
Them. I'm like, oh,
I
God.
Can get your water breaking by the end of the night.
Oh, God.
What happened?
Oh, God. All right. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
It
this can't.
Happen.
This cannot happen.
Number one.
All right, finally. You know this Munenori Kawasaki. Did I get that right, Munenori? Do I have that right, Kevin Powell? I hope I do.
I am here.
So yes,
Munenori Kawasaki.
Munenori Kawasaki.
Yes, that is correct.
The first name always gets me. All right, anyway, you know, the Cubs got him in the offseason, and he's like a guy who's been dancing in the dugout and doing all kinds of practical jokes. Yeah,
dressing up like a hippie when Joe Maddon brings his disco van onto the under the diamond.
Right, and now he has led a sing along down in Arizona with our beloved Chicago Cubs to Aerosmith's "I Don't Want to Miss a Thing."
I could stay away just to hear you breathe. Watch you smile like you are dreaming. While you're far away, dreaming, let you spend all my life this sweet surrender. Woo! I just stare at this moment, forever.
always a moment.
Oh no.
Like an outtake from Lost in Translation. Remember?
Yes. Does he speak English? Does he even speak English? He speaks English, right? I've seen him interviewed.
He sings better than he speaks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they started blasting Kung Fu Fighting as practice began.
Yeah. But yeah, don't worry about that. They won't be getting a letter from somebody on that.
I think we're mixing countries there, too.
Yeah. Oh, my
Although
gosh.
Karaoke is Japanese.
Yes, the Kung Fu is not.
No, it's not.
Okay.
The top five at five.